Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Allie, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did this all happen for you to get on the big, big show, Jeopardy?
I've been trying for at least 10 years, so it took me a really long time. And finally was successful on, so I started taking the online test at least 10 years ago, and I was at two previous full auditions in person and didn't get on the show. And so on my third try of a full audition, I was successful finally.
It's not a real simple process, as you pointed out. It takes a while. I know one other person who was on Jeopardy. You're now a ringer. Is the bug, the game show bug in you now? Are you going to try to be on other game shows? And I think you're technically allowed to join and try to be on our quiz show at 6:50 in the morning for $1,000
minute. Yeah, you have to answer 10 questions in 60 seconds.
Okay, I don't know if I can do that early in the morning.
We can't either, to be honest. And so far, day two, we haven't gotten past the second question. But so how intimidating was it once you got there? Because I would imagine just nerves alone might prevent you, even though you might know answers to certain things, from, you know, performing. Performance anxiety, how did it go for you?
I think everyone had it once we met the returning champ. So the show filmed several episodes a day, and I was asked to come a day early to be an alternate contestant in case something happened. So when I met Amy Schneider, she had won 23 games and 800 and some thousand dollars. And so they introduced her saying that in rehearsal, and we thought they were joking. And once we realized they were serious, that there was a 23-day champ, you could almost hear the air going out of all of us. Intimidating in general, finally getting on the show, but even more so when you realize how amazing the returning champ is.
Now, do you get to talk to the other contestants afterwards? Do you become friends with them? How does that work?
Absolutely. Especially because with COVID, you aren't allowed to bring anyone to the studio with you. And so the other contestants are the only people you have to talk to all day. And if you're there for all five shows that they film in a day, it's about a 10 to 11 hour day. So you get to know them very well. We went for drinks afterward to lament all being Schneidered, as we call it, after everyone lost to her. We have a group message. We talk all the time. It's been a great experience making new friends who are as nerdy as I am.
We're with Pitt Professor Allie Bove, who is a professor at the University School of Health and Rehabilitation Sciences. So you ended up running into a buzzsaw. Who was the host that when you were doing it?
The host was Ken Jennings.
Okay.
And you could tell how much he loves the game. He was so encouraging. He really just wanted everyone to do great. Anytime I answered a question, if it was something that was taking me a minute to think of or something that was multiple words that I had to get out, he would be looking at me like smiling and nodding like, you're doing it.
That's awesome. And how did you get into this? I mean, you're obviously a smart person. You're a professor. I think you went to Duquesne University as well. How did you get into just the knowledge game?
I've always loved Jeopardy. I grew up watching it with my grandparents who lived right by us. So after dinner, I would run down to their house every night, and we would watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. My grandfather especially loved that sort of, you know, quiz show, and he knew so much. And so I always wanted to learn as much as my grandfather knew.
You got to be careful, though, and I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I once recorded Jeopardy and then was playing it back a little later for my wife while we were sitting at the kitchen table, and I was nailing all the questions, and she's like, she's looking at me like, you're not really that smart. What? But
one of my friends recently told me that she did that with Final Jeopardy with her husband for 2 months before he figured out.
That's tremendous. My question, though, is the question part. How hard is it to answer with a question every time?
I did not find it difficult. That might be because I have watched the show every day for most of my life, so I was just anticipating it. So I did not have a hard time with that part. Now, if I ever do go on another game show, I might struggle to not answer in the form of a question.
How do you study for Jeopardy? I mean, do you just happen to know everything or what?
They don't give you any hints or clues or tell you what types of things you should study. They tell you absolutely nothing. So for me, because I watch the show religiously, you kind of know which categories tend to come up frequently, and you know which ones you're good and bad at.
So let's make up.
You only get go ahead.
You go ahead.
So they only give you about 3 or 4 weeks notice from when they call you to say you're going to be a contestant to when you actually film. So you don't have a ton of time to prepare. So for me, I did not at all study things that I felt like I already have a good grasp of, like science, pop culture, words, etymology, wordplay. And I focused on history and literature and geography, which are the categories where I tend to struggle more whenever I watch the show at home.
All right. State capitals is the category.
Oh, geez.
Harrisburg.
What is Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
There you go.
That was easy.
Do you get nervous on quizzes, pop quizzes, things like that?
Not really. I think being a professor certainly helps me with that. You know, it takes a lot of higher education to get to the point of being a professor, so tests don't bother me at all.
So can we ask, did you go home with a wad of money?
I came in second, so $2,000, which I actually haven't received yet. They send it to you months after.
Oh, well, make sure if you don't get it, we know some guys that you can talk to. Allie, delightful talking to you. Congratulations. Kevin asked, do you want to be on another game show? What would it be?
Right now, my favorite one is The Chase.
The Chase. All right.
It's on primetime on ABC, and the contestants compete against some of the greatest Jeopardy champs of all time.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, congratulations. Thanks for being smart and being on our show. That really elevated this hour, I can tell you that, Allie.
Did you ever do anything dumb when you lost a bet, like shave your head or anything like that?
You got to see Kevin's head, Allie. The hair is gone.
I have not done that, but I can't wait to go to the website and watch now.
Well, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.